Schools nationwide are implementing new shared standards in math and reading. But what about for the arts? Are those required to be taught as well? The NewsHour's special correspondent for education, John Merrow, has this report.
Most public schools in the United States offer some sort of music instruction. But according to a federal government report, about 4 million elementary school students do not get instruction in the visual arts.
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin!
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin!
96% of public elementary schools do not offer theater or drama.
Dance on this level.
And 97% do not offer dance. These grim numbers contradict what most states say about the arts. 46 states require that the arts be taught in elementary school, including North Carolina, which mandates that every student receive equal access to art instruction. It's a law that does not seem to be enforced. Jones County in rural North Carolina serves 1,200 students, most from low-income families. While its four elementary schools do offer music instruction once a week, not one offers instruction in dance, theater, or art.
Every year we kind of joke about it and we ask, oh, are we getting an art teacher this year? I mean, I was hired into this county probably 10 years ago, and I cannot remember having an elementary art teacher.
With no art teacher on staff, Principal Jimmy Parker of Maysville Elementary has had to rely on local talent.
Thank you, ma'am.
We do our best. We have volunteers come in. All kinds of artists live in our area.
Who did this one? Anybody remember? These sixth graders remember when a professional artist came to their school for a month.
I like the work we did with her, when we did the shadows with the trees.
Oh, that's really cool.
Unfortunately, that was 3 years ago when these students were in the third grade. Would you like to have more art?
Yes. Yes.
2 hours west of Jones County, the picture is very different. Like Maysville, Bug Elementary School in Raleigh serves mostly low-income families. But unlike Maysville, Bug has four full-time certified arts teachers in dance,
went down to the same level.
Music,
time to work and sleep and play.
The visual arts, and theater. I asked these fifth graders how many minutes of the arts they have in a week.
During a week, the calculation would be
about 9 hours. I would say about 15 hours.
I'd say around 10 hours a week.
Okay, so we've got 7.5, 10, 9.
I love the idea that the kids couldn't fully answer that.
So she called up the doctor, and the doctor said...
Michael Armstrong is principal at Bug Elementary.
They definitely have 45 minutes a day with a true trained arts teacher. And then because all of our staff are trained in the arts, that will bleed over into more time.
I am going to turn into the beanstalk now, and I want you to understand the beanstalk side of the story.
First grade teacher Maria Eby is using the story of Jack and the Beanstalk to teach drama and science.
We're studying plants and what they need and what they give and how they relate to the world.
What are three things that plants do for us?
Give us food.
They give us food, like beans.
And then the drama part of it, they had to improvise as that character.
You're the old lady that gave him my beans. Then why did you let him in the castle?
Because...
What's the goal? Did the kids learn more?
Well, children all learn in different ways. And it's our job to make sure we're presenting things in different ways.
But nobody said dress up like a beanstalk.
Nobody made me do that, no. That was my own free will.
Pull out your iPads with your portfolio piece on it, okay?
This school feels rich.
Yeah.
Are you?
Not at all. There's two parts to that. The money is one part. Mindset is another whole thing. So if you really believe that the arts are of power, that alone can have an impact. And if you don't have that mindset, then I don't think there's enough money in the world to pay for a strong enough arts program.
But money makes a difference. Bug Elementary is what's known as a magnet school. Magnet schools receive additional resources to attract a diverse student body. Bug gets an extra $406 per child nearly $250,000 a year.
How do you know that that's your learning style?
Principal Armstrong spends much of that money on the arts and says he has watched his students thrive.
Students that have been in this program from kindergarten to fifth grade have a higher self-confidence, have a higher understanding of how they learn, and are actually making higher test scores.
In contrast, instead of the arts, Jones County has focused its efforts on improving math and reading instruction.
Class, what's on you here at the beginning of ball?
Over the past few years, both schools have improved, although Maysville Elementary has outperformed Bug on most state tests. This year, the mindset in Jones County seems to be changing. The district hired an elementary art teacher.
You see all the different kinds of coral.
At Maysville Elementary, Cindy O'Daniel teaches seven art classes back-to-back with just one break and no time between classes to set up or clean up.
I was looking at your schedule. It's a pretty hectic day.
We move quickly, but the 45 minutes is a better time slot to get something accomplished. And I have other schools that it's 30 minutes, and so it's hurry up and start, and hurry up and finish.
Hey, you guys, listen up. We're running out of time.
One of her classes is actually two kindergarten classes combined.
It is organized chaos, and it's tough to get around to all the students in a regular class size in 45 minutes.
And Maysville is not her only school. How many schools do you teach in?
Four.
How many kids do you work with?
I haven't slowed down long enough to figure it out.
Nationwide, nearly half of elementary school art teachers work in more than one school. I asked the students at Bug how they'd feel about having only 45 minutes of art a week.
I guess if I had never been in the school to start with, I would think it's normal. But now that I'm here, I realize if I were to go to another school and it only has 45 minutes of art, I would not feel like it's a real school.
I would love for it to be every other day. I would like them to have more time to think, more time to absorb, to assess information, mix them in, and they look really neat together instead of hurry up, you know, time's running out.
Do the kids at your school get enough art?
No, they still don't get enough art.
How much is enough?
I guess enough would be when the kids are satisfied. When we ask them, do you get enough art? And they can say, yes. I feel like I have art in everything I do every day. It might not ever reach that point, but when they tell us they're getting art, that will be enough.
You're a ways from there.
A long ways from there. A long ways.
In 2014, a coalition of arts organizations will release new standards for the arts. But it will be up to each state to decide whether to adopt and enforce them.